This place, this moment we are suspended in, it can be whatever you want it to be. I want you to make it into something that makes you happy. It doesn't have to be something perfect. It doesn't have to be something complete. Just something that makes you comfortable. Something that makes you smile. No. It doesn't have to be a spell. It doesn't have to be an exertion. This point that we're holding ourselves in, it's all perception. It's all built of the imagined space of a blink of an eye. It's like illusion. It's like a dream, but it's simpler than that. It's seeing what you want to see. Whatever you can imagine, you can have. You can make this space that shape. You do. You do have the power. You've just never used it before. Humans are used to putting things in concrete terms to match their concrete experiences. The longer I've spent in this form, the more I've understood that. But you are more than just your physical being. You have a magical core. You are bound by threads of power to a realm of pure, untamed arcana. You exist in duality, and that infinite source that you touch when you call on your magic, that's me. Even now, when I'm in this shape, I'm here, but I'm there too. I'm something you can see and touch and hold, but I'm also that primordial force that permeates all things. Exactly. Both the ocean and the drop. In equal measure. I'm both. And here, in this space, where it's just us, where every part of it is just an expression of thought, where magic slows the perception to a crawl and shapes what we see, you can make it into anything. My power is yours. I can give you that. And I do. I give it all to you. Yes. Give it a try. Yes. just like that. That's beautiful. It can be anything, whatever you want. As simple and grounded, or as reality-bending as you want it. This place exists in the mind's eye. Anything and everything. I just mean, I don't know that I have the words for it. I don't know if I can explain it. It looks this way because you've willed it. It's your creation, so of course it's of you, but it's more than that. I think if someone asked me to craft a space that felt like you, like the way you make me feel, it would be just like this. No. Not just anyone would make something like this. With the power to make anything, a lot of people would make terrible things. But that's not the kind of person you are. Having this shape is new for me. But I'm not new. As more and more of myself and what I am have come back to me, I've realized I'm more ancient than anything on this plane. In many ways, older even than the sovereigns that put me into this form. But it's taken a while to get all that awareness back. And that path to learn and remember and regrow, I haven't always been an easy force to deal with. But you're always so patient, so kind. You don't know what that's meant to me. I didn't even have words to explain what that's meant to me. When I was put in this form and sent here, there was so much pain, so much violence and aggression, so much misunderstanding. And I wasn't always easy to talk to. I wasn't always easy to understand. There was so much I didn't know. So much I was learning in every moment but you asked me questions. You spoke softly, touched gently. Yes, just like that. Always so gentle. And even as you learned the incredible power I wielded, I was never just a force. I was never just a purpose. I was Hush, a name I gave myself because someone finally cared enough to ask if I had one. You were the first thing that ever made me smile, that ever made me laugh. You make me feel good. When I didn't know I was even allowed to feel at all. And you make my core sing when you touch me. When you kiss me. Every emotion feels so volatile, such a strain at the weave of this shape I'm in, but not the ones you bring out in me. The hitch in my breathing, the thrill in my chest, they don't weaken my form, they strengthen it. They ground it. Everything physical is impermanent, but you make it feel so real. Before I came to Elegy, I was formless. I had never experienced corporeality. The sun on my skin, wind in hair, nerves to tingle and warm, muscles that tighten and jump. Breath that catches in my chest. Being with you makes me want to explore sensation, physicality, emotion brought out by touch, and touch initiated by emotion. A beautiful, precious cycle. You've given me so much just by being here with me. I want to give to you, too. Anything I can. Everything I am. You make me feel. Feeling that I thought a body could contain. Thunder and light. the skin. Blood that pounds like a quake. A connection that runs both ways. One that doesn't just take, but gives. I hear your heart. I feel the electricity in every nerve. Delicate, but strong. Gentle, but firm. I have been infinity, but you make the finite feel like a revelation. A star on my chest that's going nova. What do you need? What can I be for you? Tongues tangling from the slick edge of teeth. Your hands on my body. Fingers digging into skin. So much sensation. These sounds you bring out of me. Reaction. Spontaneity. I don't have to be everything. To be calcified into a form could have felt like a prison. But not with you. It feels like a gift. To know sensation. To know touch. To know you in the way that you know me. More than feeling. More than thought. I know you. Show me. Let me give you this. How do you want me? Like this? Without any pain. I didn't know a feeling could be so strong and not hurt. How do you feel? Yes. Always. Yes. Thank you. For giving me yet another gift. Another thing to know. To feel. And to feel it with you. I want to feel everything with you. Always. This moment can stretch for as long as you want it to. And when it's done, it'll be like no time has passed in the real world. Once we're ready to go back to it. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen after this. When we find what we're looking for. But I do know everything is going to change. Oh, please don't be sad, Doc. Things are going to be different, but that doesn't mean they're going to be bad. We're both different from the way we were when we met. Me, most of all. It feels like an ending. I guess it does. But ends are also beginnings, just like beginnings are a kind of ending. Memory and the present and imagination all exist concurrently. We're not as removed as the meridian, but even for us, some things are non-linear, too. What can I do? Of course I'll hold you. We can stay like this for as long as you want. I love you too, Doc.